a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is J.P. Mosley, Jr. from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Latricia Schindler, a page from Reliance.
Let us pray. Merciful and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to have this new year. We pray that your wisdom, mercy, and grace would be upon each representative here and the pieces of legislation they have to bring. We pray that you would indeed bless those who help them and the assistants and those who give them aid. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Bolin, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feichert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Hogard, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Hickey, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Lateral, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schramp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Stevens, Tulson, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Weck, Willardson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
Those in favor of the approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The journal is approved. We have quite a number of guests here today to go through. I'll start off with thanking it's Brookings and SDSU Day, those of you that took advantage of the ice cream in the Speaker's lobby. Represented here, Deputy Mayor Keith Corbett, and they are from Representatives Hawley and Munsterman's district. So let's give them a big thank you. Up to my left, we have statewide FFA officers here for training, district officers. Their teacher is Caden Eisenbrown. Let's give them a round of applause. In the back, there's some students from Rural Meade County Schools. Their teacher is Missy Urbanik. They're here just to check out if we're doing our job and to learn more about state government. Missy Urbanik was just declared the Meade 46-1 Teacher of the Year, so let's give them a recognition. We have some representatives from the Drug, DUI, and Veterans Courts. That's a program that was started 3 or 4 years ago. Actually, Meade County was one of the pilot programs that's been so successful now. It's been expanded to several cities around the state. With us today, representatives from the current courts, there's 10 in operation right now, Yankton, James Valley Drug, Sioux Falls Drug Court, Second Court, Circuit DUI, Watertown, Cottington County, Northern Hills Drug Court, Brown County Sobriety Court, Sixth Circuit DUI Court, Pennington County DUI. Are you in our audience today? Okay, here we go. Thank you very much. It's also AARP, South Dakota Lobby Day. Is anybody from AARP here? They might be over in the Senate. There's over 100 AARP South Dakota volunteers and members from across the state that are here today. It's their annual lobby day to inform legislators and advocate for their efforts for residents age 50 and over. So if they come over later on, we'll recognize them at that time. And last but not least, we have the Alliance of South Dakota YMCAs. Do we have the Y members here today? Here in the back? This is YMCA. Governor Dugard has proclaimed today, January 21st, as YMCA Day. So let's they recognize them for all the efforts they do. Okay, Chief Clerk. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1035 and 1036 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Brian Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1025, 1026, and 1028 do pass, and House Bill 1024 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 23 and 35, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions.
Representative Gosch moves that the inaugural address delivered by Governor Dennis Dugard on Saturday, January 10, 2015, in the Capitol Rotunda be printed in its entirety in the House Journal of the 6th Legislative Day for purposes of historical record.
All in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of reports.
Representative Gosch moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Health and Human Services on House Bill 1015 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1065. An act revised certain provisions relating to voting trusts and
those
agreements.
In the gallery,
House
it might
bill
be a little bit confusing. Our Constitution calls
that
for that we have at least two readings of every bill. And before we had the age of computers, why the legislators wanted to make sure they had plenty of time to read all the bills. So now that we've had computers, they're online, and so we read the titles simultaneously, and it's they kind of talk over each other. So that's what's going on. So this will serve as our first reading for the bills. Senate bills. Yeah, those bills will be assigned tomorrow. Do we have first reading of Senate bills now?
Senate Bill 35, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes and rules related to the Department of Veterans Affairs.
That'll be assigned again tomorrow, too, also. Second reading of consent calendar items. The consent bills are on a calendar. Those are bills that have gone through committee without any dissenting votes or opposition. And so they are, today we'll just have one, but normally we can put those, package those all together, and we may vote on five or six at the same time. But those are what, that's how we get consent bills on the calendar. Go ahead.
House Bill 1006, an act to allow bullheads to be used as bait. Representative Boland requests that House Bill 1006 be removed from the consent calendar.
Those in favor of the Boland motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carries.
House Bill 1014, an act to repeal certain obsolete and unnecessary statutes relating to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources.
Consent calendar bills having had their second reading are now up for consideration final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of bills on the consent calendar. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 69 yeas, one excused.
Consent bills having received a majority vote of the members elect are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1045, an act to revise certain provisions regarding licensure of dentists and dental hygienists and registration of dental auxiliaries.
House Bill 1045, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Heideman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1045, as you see, is an act to revise certain provisions regarding licensure of dentists, dental hygienists, and registration of dental auxiliaries. The purpose of this legislation is to update the statutes related to the practice of dentistry, often referred to as the Dental Practice Act. This bill does not include any fee increases. Just to give you a little bit of background, I'm sure everyone has read all 49 pages. A few years ago, the State Board of Dentistry identified the need for some comprehensive updates on the Dental Practice Act. It had been over about 20 years, and they decided they'd do a comprehensive update. So they asked the different individual groups, the interested stakeholders, to consider doing this project. And they were able to, over about a year and a half process, to be able to come up with some common changes. There were many drafts. This legislation was reviewed by all the stakeholders. It was a time-intensive project, but the result was the hard work of that group was 1045. It passed out of Health and Human Services Committee 13-0. There were no opponents in the testimony. The groups that were involved, including the Board of Dentistry, which is the sponsoring agency, were the Dental Association, South Dakota Dental Association, South Dakota Dental Assistants Association, the Dental Hygienists Association, the Community Healthcare Associations of the Dakotas, and Delta Dental. In summary, and I'm not sure how many of you want me to go through this process, some may more than others, but it really is making this act user-friendly. One of the complaints we had was companies or individuals looking at our state to come here found that some of our statute had definition of dentistry in one spot and definition of dentistry in another spot. Over the years, it seems like when you tweak statutory code, it ends up being kind of piecemeal together, and then you really need to take a look at it. And this, in fact, one of the highlights I'd say would be that it moves the definitions in the very beginning of the act, which was important, instead of being in the middle or end. It also separated out dental hygiene as more of a definition process, too. There was no change in scope of practice. I think that's an important point. I did mention there's no fee increases. It does further clarify administering of drugs, from prescribing or administering drugs that are not dentally related. We ethically take that oath to do that, but it wasn't in our statute. So I guess kind of in a nutshell, it was just a rewrite. I guess I would urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks on House Bill 1045? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1045. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nays. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. While we're voting here, Dr. Thomas Huber from Peer is the doctor of the day. Dr. Huber, are you here? Up here behind, thank you very much for coming. He actually demonstrated the AED to the committee chairs and vice chairs this morning. It's very informational and educational. He is actually a charter member of the first graduating class of the USD School of Medicine in 1977. Thank you for coming here and serving and spending time with us today. Let's give Dr. Huber a present.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted. Oh, wait a second.
I hit it.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 69 yeas, one excused.
House Bill 1045, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.
House Bill 1058, an act revised certain provisions regarding contagious disease control quarantine measures and to declare an emergency. Representative Sly moves that House Bill 1058 be deferred to Tuesday, January 27th, the 10th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Sly motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries.
House Bill 1059, an act to allow authorized entities to assess immunization information in certain circumstances. Representative Consett moves that House Bill 1059 be deferred to Wednesday, January 28th, the 11th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Consett motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Any announcements? Representative Qualm.
Tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6:30 a.m., we have the opportunity to have breakfast with some of the most awesome young people the state has to offer, the annual FFA over at the American. A lot of them, I'm sure, are sitting right up here. And because of that breakfast, we will start Ag and Natural Resources at 8 instead of 7:45.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements? Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have in our audience Mara Malmstrom from the Foundation for Government Accountability. I'm sorry, personal privilege?
Go ahead.
And she,
this time.
Yes, okay, sorry. Well, it's a combined announcement, okay? It's under announcements. We're going to have a listening session on Medicaid expansion 15 minutes after session is done today, and she will be our featured speaker. Again, Mara from Foundation for Government in room 414.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Representative Jensen.
House of Probes will have a bill hearing at 7 a.m. tomorrow in the Appropriations Room.
Thank you very much. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Tax will meet at 8 a.m. in the morning. Thank you.
Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Health and Human Services, tomorrow morning, 7:45.
Representative Virgio.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
House Transportation will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and we will hear bills. Thank you.
Representative Consett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no local government tomorrow.
Okay.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Boland.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Next Monday, I'm getting ahead of myself. Next Monday, 3:30 or 15 minutes after session, we're going to have a committee meeting of retirement law. Might be the only time that this committee meets during the session. I want to just say that the first part will be a presentation by the Retirement System and the Investment Council about one of the shining lights in South Dakota government, which is our retirement system. And following that presentation, which is open to any member of this body, you can learn all about the retirement system, we will be having our bill hearing, five agency bills. So next Monday, the 26th, 3:30, or if we have some long-winded members, we'll have go 15 minutes after session. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's been brought to my attention. A good friend of ours, former Representative Chuck Turberville, is on the floor. Please welcome him back.
Welcome back. As we mentioned earlier, it was SDSU Day, and they're responsible for the ice cream in the Speaker's lobby. I noticed that President David Chiquin just walked in, and we can recognize him and thank him for the ice cream. Further announcements. Representative Anderson. All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. We are adjourned.